Hi, is this Mr. Evans?
Yeah.
Hi, Les. Les, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Wanted to reach back out to you and see if we can get things set up, get you set up for that follow-up call for later today.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Oh shit, you still there?
Yeah, I am here, sir.
Man, I'm sorry. I walked in the other room, grabbed the card, and goddamn, my dad's phone rang. I had to deal with my
phone. Oh, that's okay. No, that's alright, I understand.
We're not doing the card. I'll take care of my 91-year-old dad in the office here. Alright,
Okay.
5474.
Yes, sir.
151522.
Okay.
4100.
Yes, sir.
1978.
And the expiration month and year?
Expiration is 0329.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
596. All right, we're doing how much today? 199.
So I've got 596 as the last three on the back. It's 03 of 2029. The expiration date, the card itself is 5474-1522-4100-1978.
Yeah.
And that the billing zip code is 23513, correct?
Yeah. How much are we putting on the card today?
So the initial payment is $249. If you want to continue after that, it's $149 a month without the Facebook ad. So $149 would be your recurring payment if you wanted to continue beyond that first month. But we do need to include that initial component to kind of jumpstart your campaign as we're building out the website and getting you verified on Google. So it would be $249 to get started, and if you wanted to continue without Facebook ads, it'd be $149 a month moving forward.
Well, how much is the Facebook ads?
There's $100 of Facebook ads included in that first month.
$100 per ad?
No, it's $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so that's about 400 clicks in a month from someone who could see your business on their Facebook page. So if you're not yet on that first page of Google, but someone does a search for your services, those Facebook ads retarget that same potential customer who is looking in your service area for someone who does what you do. It's a great way to get your phone calls in that first month, even as we're getting you on that first page of Google, because that does take a few weeks at least.
So it's something that I
definitely recommend. Yeah, the extra $100 does include the Facebook ads, but I reduced the cost of the service from $599 down to $249 with website included.
Yeah, but you're putting me up to $249 a month. With a Facebook ad, I asked for $199 a month.
Yeah, and I know that. I appreciate that. And if you don't want to move forward, then we don't have to. But if I could do $199, I would. It's just not in my. If you had wanted to do this 2 years ago, $199 would have been the price. We could have even offered the service without Facebook ads. But I know that that's going to jumpstart your campaign, get your phone ringing in that first month. That's the important thing. But if you want to continue without the Facebook ads, it's $149, which is less than what you're asking. Is $199 a month right now?
And I'm going to be at the top of Google search
in that local map or that pack result on Google and Bing for the services that you provide, keywords related to your services. Any of the services that you provide will build out that website for you. We can even use the existing domain and then build out a brand new site on that domain for you.
Build out a new website, but I want it under SE with a little and sign VB, demolition services.
Okay. Well, we could get a new domain for you. That's not a problem. We could include that as well. There's no cost for us to do that.
Who do I talk? What the next guy I talk to is going to talk to him about setting up the domain?
Yeah, exactly. Your client interview, that's to talk to you about the details of your services, your service area, all of that, to helping us to build out your website. And that call is scheduled for 6 o'clock today.
So for the first month, I'm going to have Facebook ads, and then after that, I won't.
Yeah, if you're looking for something below $200, we could do that without the Facebook ads. You'd be looking at $149 a month. But it is something that I recommend for at least that first month to jumpstart your campaign.
So what happens at $149 a month? Do I get upgrades? How do I keep paying?
Yeah, no, for $149, it's the first page. That's the everything else except Facebook ads. So that's Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Siri. On a smartphone, the website's included, the maintenance and updating of the website's included, the hosting of the website's included.
How do you keep me at the top of the list?
So with that, we're creating additional content, different destinations and directories. So the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are not there because they've been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job, but they've got additional content. That's for all of those different directories that we're creating for you. We're not creating a Yelp listing so you can have a Yelp listing. We're creating a Yelp listing because Google looks for that. Google indexes that when someone does a keyword search. All of the other additional destinations and directories that are important to Google will create, whether it's known to the public or not. But like a website, it talks about your company, your services, your service area. That way, when someone is in your area looking for your services, in the instant that someone is doing that search, the search engine basically will index everything that's out there, whether it's Google or Bing. They'll see that we did create that content, all of those different directories, again, talking about your company and your services and your service area.
All right, thank you.
So it is for the exact amount of $249. Like I said, at any point in time, you can discontinue the Facebook ads. That would drop your month-to-month to $149. You'd still have first-page placement on Google and Bing with all of the additional directories. We would just be pausing the Facebook ads. But like I said, the Facebook ads, you're getting $100 with the Facebook ads. It's about 400 clicks. That's going to jumpstart your campaign and get your phone ringing even in that first month. So I do have your information here, but I cannot process a payment until I get through a voice verification. It's required of us because we're a Google partner. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're including the website for you, that we're waiving the setup fee, etc. but if everything still makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Would that be fair?
You got to change one thing, though.
What's that?
The name on the card. This is my card.
Oh, the card that you just gave me is yours with Les Evans on the card? Any middle initial?
Let's see. It says, tell the card. It says, Leslie F. Evans, Roman numeral 3. Leslie F. Evans, Roman numeral 3.
You said S like Sam or F like Frank?
Frank.
Okay, gotcha. And you are the third.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, less pretty straightforward. I have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Evans. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
The name of the business that I wanted to appear online?
Yeah, I have VB Demolition Services. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Mr. Evans, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Leslie Evans, owner.
Okay. And as the owner of VB Demolition Services, Mr. Evans, of course, you're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yep.
Well, of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time. And for the billing information, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you're an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, Mr. Evans, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, and that is because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, less, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the whole point is for us to make sure that your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think would also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate, lest that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
We do what's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. And, of course, we will build out that website for you. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being month to month, with the website included and that initial setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 17th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And that $249 is an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes, no fees. You're not paying per click or call. Of course, the calls come directly to you. And it is that flat rate. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, The Facebook ads are included, and of course, at this point, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included for you at no additional cost, meaning we would build, bless you, meaning we'll build, host, maintain, and update that website for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month in that same exact reduced rate. Like I said, if you choose at some point in time to cancel your Facebook ads, it drops your monthly down to $149 a month. It is a month-to-month service, meaning completely at will and no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, in fact, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. You can pause it for as long as you need to. We don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact. Like I said, it is month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. Now, all that we request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Evans, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend, lest you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah, I just got to call you and let you know I'm canceling, right?
That's correct. Yeah, just call us, let us know. It's as simple as making that phone call. We would want to verify that it is you that we're speaking with, and that's exactly why we set up that security question, your first pet's name as Shadow. Now, we do have your client interview, and that's going to be scheduled at 6 o'clock today. You'll be available for that phone call. It does not take the entire hour, although it is scheduled for that one-hour window at 5 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6 o'clock. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That invite is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. So you're going to get in the next couple of minutes here a confirmation or welcome email. That email is important because it does have our client support information on there. It's also important because it has your login credentials for your tracking system. Once your tracking system is active, you have 24/7 access to reports that update throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting. We are doing your client interview today, and that's good because usually we do it in the first, second, or even third day, so getting it done today certainly expedites the process. Within the next 5 to 7 business days, your client dashboard is active because all of your directory submissions will be completed and up and running. There's something for us to track. Now, they want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website to be completed. In my experience, it's usually less than that, especially if you can get us photos so that we can start creating that content. Keep in mind the updating of the website's included as well. Your website will never come down. Once it's up, it stays up, even if we're making changes to it. Your Facebook ads are just really waiting for your website, so it's that same time frame. Days 45 to 60 is when everything's firing on all cylinders, and at any point in time, no matter how long it is, 60 days out, 6 months out, as long as you're a client of ours, we're making updates and changes and, of course, constant reporting and customer support. Now, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I do hope that I am available, actually, when our technician calls you at 6 o'clock. I'd be able to say a quick hello to you at that point. But, you know, things get pretty busy towards the end of the day. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? Our system should have sent out to you at least one email by now, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's actually the one that I wanted you to see. You should get that welcome email, though, within the next minute or two. So if you have, it should have triggered a text message as well. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, it's going to say, hello, Leslie. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So if you click on the click here, it's going to open up. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. So this is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. feel free to scroll through that. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. You'll also be listed on Bing. About 1 out of 10 people choose Bing, but overall, that's a lot of people. We want you to get those calls as well. Like I said, the website's included. There's 3 boxes that we'd like for you to check. One, that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages to you. One, that you acknowledge that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other, that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, but of course you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved.
I gotta accept subscription terms.
Click here.
I need the subscription terms.
So this is everything we went over in write and the voice verification. It's everything provided for you in writing, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any point in time, that we are including that website for you. Everything that you're getting is in writing here for you, okay? So we just want you to acknowledge that you've received it, acknowledge that you're allowing us to send text messages to you, that you know that the payments are automatic, but you can stop at any time, and, of course, that you're the authorized holder and signer. Once you've got all 3 of those boxes checked, there's a box that says click here. We want you to copy and paste or type in your name as it appears on the billing. So that's Leslie F. Evans III. And then once you...
All boarding fee, I got to pay $99 if I want to quit.
No, that's not something that we ever really charge anybody.
It says transfer fee.
So if you want to keep your website, but you want us to not continue to provide any other services, we would transfer the website to you. And that is a $99 charge to transfer your website if you want to keep the website. One-time charge of $99 to transfer your website. That's correct.
What are y'all doing the website through?
So we build the website in-house.
I'm trying to see where payments are. Now, Yelp, if somebody clicks on Yelp to hit to me, I don't have to pay Yelp no money?
That's correct, yeah. The Yelp listing is included.
And Bing, I don't have to pay them no money?
Correct, yeah. Everything that's included, that's why it's all listed there at the very top. So all of that content, Bing is included, all of the additional destinations and directories, all of that's included as well.
Local bundling. We got $199 here. Says afterwards. Local bundling. We got product include. You got on payments. You got the initial cost $249. Local bundling and Facebook ads is $249. Then after that, you got me at $199.
All right. Let me fix that here. Our system did not correct that.
That's all right. We can leave it at that. That's fine. That'll be fine. It's supposed to be $149. That's right.
It should be $149. Correct.
Yeah.
So I have fixed that in our system. I'm going to resend this out to you, and then it's going to be updated with $149 moving forward. Okay? And if you get a chance to read through that, and then at the bottom, it's going to ask you to type in your name. Just hit confirm signature. Okay? So I'll get this out to you. I just need to make the adjustment here. Because like I said, it's set at $199, at $299, but I got the friends and family rate approved for you. So I have to make the adjustments in our billing system. All right. Okay, so I'm going to resend those terms out to you with the update here. So then it's going to be $149 for the local bundle moving forward. Give me just 1 second. Thank you. Alright, so if you want to refresh and look for that same email again, I have updated the terms, reduced that down to $149 a month for the local bundle moving forward.
Let's see what we got. Alright, let's see. All right, I think it's coming through now. Where is it at? And my computer slow this morning. All right, here we go. Come on, quick. All right, let's see. Click here. Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Google Maps. Oh, they don't go on Google Maps?
Yeah, correct. So if you scroll back down to that same place where you saw it before, it should say Facebook. It should say local bundle 149.
I'm trying to roll down to it. Can't believe Bing is still available.
Well, I mean, it's mostly people on their smartphone. You know, if they're on their computer, it's usually default set to search on Google. But people on their smartphone do sometimes still search on Bing. But, yeah, they are still around. Even Yahoo is still around. I mean, it's not the heavy hitter that it was in the very beginning. It's really just like another directory. It's not even an actual real search engine. But it is something that still is out there.
How about Trump's saying truth?
Yeah, there's some other search engines that are trying to, you know, get out there, that, you know, DuckDuckGo and things like that. But I mean, between Google and Bing, that's over 90% of all searches online.
Trump saying picking up new speed. Click here and type your name as seen on card, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe copy and paste it, or it is going to be Leslie F. and then the Roman numerals.
All right. Automatic payment until I stop. So I'm on a month-to-month contract.
Yeah, it's month-to-month, no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you need to, as often as you like or as long as you need.
I got some bad news for you. You spelled my name wrong.
It's not...
L-E-S-L-I-E.
Oh, I never did ask for that, did I?
Girl, okay. Thing
well, you know, there's, it's not always hard set, but yeah, L-E-S-L-I-E.
Yeah, L-E-S-L-I-E. We gotta reset it again?
I suppose so. If you want me to, yeah. All right, L-E-S-L-I-E. It's updated in both places.
All right. You there?
Yeah, I am still here. Yeah, you're able to hear me, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, that's all corrected then. Everything else should still be in place, but now it has corrected your name.
All right. Now I gotta send it again. You send it again?
I did send it again.
All right. Let's see it here. Oh, there it is now. It came fast. Click here. All right. All right. Let's see what we got. Scroll down. Yeah, search here with line.
how many people have been trying to buckle me down to get this shit to do exactly what I'm doing with you. I get phone calls on this shit all the time.
Well, the calls will stop. Once you're on that first page, they'll know that you're professionally optimized, and those calls should stop.
It says username. Once we put a username in there.
So you don't have to go that next step. Our automated system's trying to get you to your client dashboard. It thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, but neither of which is true. We have to do your client interview first. You'll get in the next couple of days.
It's saying, welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials below.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You do not need to do that. You can try at any point in time, although you're probably going to get an error message that your tracking system, that everything's still trying to be set up. You should already have it, the welcome email, if you look for that. Like I said, if you try it now, you're just going to get an error message anyway, but your username is your phone number. It's set in our system already, so you can't change your username. But we made it your phone number, so it's easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's all on your welcome email. The area code is included, 757-761-8886. That's your username. My ads is a default password. You can change that at any point in time. You can change that as often as you like. You also did get, or you did already get it. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on here, Les, but anything you send our way expedites the process of satisfying Google that you're a real business. So, you know, any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, you could take a picture of that. Is the business licensed and or insured?
Yes.
So if you can send us that too. Obviously, there's no physical workplace since you're service-based. Google's fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way will definitely help. Now, are you going to want us to list you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 7 days a week?
Why? Is that more money?
Well, no, it doesn't cost any more money. I just want to make sure that the people who need your services can contact you when you're providing those hours of operation. It's really...
Yeah, 7 days a week because people sitting at home on Saturdays and Sundays.
No, I agree to that, and you're smart to be available. Is that going to be like 7 to 7, 8 to 5, yeah. 7 to
7? 7 to 7 is fine.
Okay. And then at this point, are you accepting anything besides cash and check? Do you take credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
You can put credit card on there.
Okay. Got it. So our client interview is going to take it from here, get the rest of the information that we need to get everything set up, any information that you need to manage your account. And like I said, if I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call. But, I mean, at 6 o'clock, I might, you know, be wrapping up my day or trying to, you know, do last-minute things. I will, though, try to keep my phone available, and hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you. If not, you know, obviously, you know, I wanted to say welcome aboard, have a great rest of the day, and if I don't talk to you when our technician calls you, enjoy the weekend as well. But with or without me, our technician will call you right at or just a couple of minutes after 6 o'clock.
That's fine.
All right, Mr. Evans. I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this call, and our technician will call you later on today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.